If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're looking ahead to the elections, 2024 national elections. And to get there, there are many, many stages that we need to get to. Both those who want to be on the ballot box, as well as the work that the IEC is busy with. Currently, we're in a phase where the IEC has been looking at the candidates list. And that process has been quite something. On the line with us is Dr. Nomsa Masuku, IEC Commissioner. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, and good evening to everyone who's listening.
Thank you for your time. Let's talk a little bit about the objections that were put forward. You are reporting that you got 82 objections, 74 submitted on time, and then the rest were just after the deadline. For those who had minor issues, I want to call them minor just because that's my language, but maybe not minor for you, will they still have an opportunity to sometimes correct those issues, issues of signatures and the like? Maybe even the actual candidates review their candidates themselves? Or is the only option now left to go to the electoral court to sort those things out?
Okay. Where we are right now, when the matter gets before the commission, and the commission is the five people that form part of the governing body of the Electoral Commission of South Africa, that is when those issues that have to do with signatures and those kinds of technical put your foot into the line matters have been sorted out by the administration. So the team of the chief electoral officer and all of that's what they've been doing.
Okay.
So once it gets to the commission, it is no longer just minor things.
It's
people who for one reason or the other are almost appealing they are actually appealing the work that has been done by the CEO and we have a he in this instance and his team, right? So you are correct when you say that the only avenue that remains now is for people who are aggrieved by the decisions of the commission to approach the electoral court.
Got you. Because in a way, it responds as well to that case we had a little bit earlier on in the week that went to the electoral court to say your bit as the IEC is to do 1, 2, 3. And sometimes you are actually required to assist parties where they may falter, where they may stumble. That's your job, actually. And that's that. When we are here at this point, you are now complete. You are done with that process, the administrative bit. And all that's left now, for those who are not happy, they can go to the court itself, and the court will then declare and whether you guys were wrong, whether they're right. And the deadline thereof then is it the 7th of April, where everything has to be absolutely final?
It's the 9th.
The 9th.
It's the 9th of April, yes.
Okay.
Because we've got to compile the lists by the 10th of April, and then we've got to issue certificates to the candidates on the 11th of April. So the electoral court process must be done by then.
And no room for appeals.
You do have instances where people choose to pursue their grievances outside the electoral court.
Yes.
And they do that. It depends on what on how they frame their grievance.
Yes.
And they pursue it. Some of them might even say it's a violation against their constitutional rights, and they can go right up to the constitutional court.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you know, once an election is proclaimed, you've got an election timetable. It's got very, 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 rigid timelines. And you kind of like have to work within that time frame.
Yeah.
And if anything sets you off course, and you saw it happening in the 2021 elections, it does give us pause because it means we don't have the certainty that we need in order to proceed.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, as far as we are concerned, the avenue is the electoral court. Mm-hmm. And when the electoral court is done, then we proceed to the compilation of the list, to issuing certificates. If someone is still pursuing their matter, they'll pursue their matter, and we're going to respond to it as and when necessary. Mm.
And I mean, I'm hesitant because I understand exactly as you're saying, you know, you are working with a very tight deadline. You have to issue those certificates. You actually have to go to print and make sure that things are now done and you can start your preparation into this election. But if things go to the Constitutional Court, for instance, that may be quite tricky for you as the IEC.
Yes, we have been there before in 2021, where there was a matter before the Constitutional Court. Like I say, when you run elections, you keep working, you keep paddling under the water, and making sure that everything that you can possibly do, you can do. So and then you wait for until you have a judgment in your hand. That's when you can then say, this is what the court has directed me to do. Mm. And then before you have a decision in your hand, you proceed as the election timetable demands you to do so. You know, that's what you do.
We know from your briefing today that you have said that you actually have notified all those parties about the objections.
Yes,
some of them today, this afternoon, in fact, very late this afternoon, were saying, no, we haven't received any letters. We can't respond. We don't know what they're talking about. We'll still wait for them. That's a concern for us because we know one of the parties that is saying that publicly is the MK party, which obviously we know is something that is of interest to many because their number one candidate is someone who doesn't qualify to be a representative according to the Constitution.
Okay. Perhaps this might be helpful to your listeners. What the Electoral Commission does is that when you apply, when you are registered as a political party, you give us a person who is our point of contact. Mm. So when we pass a resolution on your matter, we are going to notify that person. If, on the other hand, when you served, when an objection was served, there was something else that was indicated, maybe you did it through, let's say, lawyers. Mm-hmm. We are going to write to your lawyer. Mm-hmm. The law says we must notify you, but remember that we only rely on what it is that you have in your registration. Mm-hmm. So we keep a database of all political parties that tell us amongst other things that this is the leader of the party, this is the person that you deal with on a day to day basis, etc., etc. So that's what we do. So when people say that we have not heard about them, we started issuing a notification from about 4 o'clock, because what happened is that we had a flurry of objections that came very, very late. For most of yesterday, we actually thought, oh, this looks good. We are not going to have as many as we eventually had over there. But we've met our deadline, and we have issued. We are continuing to issue those letters. Mm. Yes.
I don't want to isolate one particular party very much because that's not really the point of this conversation and you can't speak on their behalf. But
that's lovely.
I just want to use the example of, again, a reference from MK party whose response was, yes, we haven't received it. We'll look at it and review it and respond. However, they are saying their constituency does not understand and fully understand the nitty-gritties of what's required of them as a political party and as a movement. That then means that they cannot have their number one candidate, former President Jacob Zuma, on that list. What concerns me, and the reason I make this example, is that ultimately, though, voter education is still the responsibility, yes, of political parties, but also of the IEC. Mm-hmm. If their reasoning is that their constituency doesn't understand, and his words were, they don't understand intellectual stuff. That was exactly how he's framed it. and all they know is that this is their candidate. I'm concerned, and I wonder if you're not concerned, that are we still worried about a voter that hasn't got a full grasp of some of the issues that are necessary for everybody to be on the same page when we do go to the ballots on the 29th of May?
Obviously, I am. However, it is the party's constituency. Mm. It is the party's constituency. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Remember, this is a new party. Mm. It has just been registered, literally, not too long ago. We're still in court. In some ways, you are referencing an issue that was before the Electoral Court not too long ago. Mm. There is another matter related to the same matter in another court. So the thing is, we assume that when you form a party, we remember that when you are forming a party, we ask for you to demonstrate your support. You know those people that have supported you. You have a duty to reach out to them as you prepare. So there's a lot that happens at the back when they're forming a party. It's not just, it's not something that should happen because a registration is going to close tomorrow and I've got to submit candidates. So yes, I do accept, I do concede, but of course the Electoral Commission has a duty to educate. But it is a duty that is also shared by many, many other entities in the country, like, for example, Parliament, mm-hmm. whose job it is to make the law that the Electoral Commission mm-hmm. implements. Mm. So all of us in the country mm-hmm. have a duty. The media plays a huge role.
Including ourselves, yes.
Yeah, huge role, because you reach so far. So. Education is a very interesting thing, because it is something that you never stop doing. You can think that, oh, okay, fine, I get it. I get it right now. And then when you're alone and you say, by the way, what just happened? What was that again? And so you have to continue doing those things. And I think it is, for me, I think we should guard against saying that these are big intellectual things and people can't understand them. It depends. There's something that says when you explain something that is an abstract concept, you must pitch it at a five-year-old. So our job is to make those things that we call intellectual and they're difficult to grasp as simple as possible, so that people can engage in the process in a manner that helps them to participate better. It is not, I think, a valid excuse to say our members don't understand these complex things. We all have a duty to make sure that everyone understands how to participate effectively and efficiently in our democracy.
Thank you so much for your time, IEC Commissioner Dr. Nomsa Masuku.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.